2 Kings chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be your pastor. It's a privilege and an honor. And God has taken care of me. And I have no doubt He will continue to do so. Today, by necessity, this message is going to be short. I hope it's short. But not because there's not enough, not too much there. There's a lot here. But I want us to understand some things. There are times where I think our church has been trying to take an axe handle and trying to do the work of the Lord. Trying to cut down a tree without the axe head. You might skin some bark off, but you ain't going to take that tree down. And I think if you'll keep that in mind this morning, that I think you'll find that too often, that's what we're trying to do the Lord's work. We're trying to do it without the most important part, and that is the Spirit of God, which gives us that cutting edge. Let's read Acts, 2 Kings, chapter 6, and the first 7 verses. And the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, "See now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Please, let us go to the Jordan, the river, and let every man take a beam from there. And let us make there a place where we may dwell." And so he answered, "Go." Then one said, "Please consent to go with your servants." And he said, "I will go." And so he went with them. And when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. And he cried out and said, "Alas, master, excuse me, for it was borrowed." So the son of man said, "Where did it fall?" And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick and he threw it in there, and he made the iron float. Therefore, he said, "Pick it up for yourself." And so he reached out his hand and took it. The school of the prophets was living with Elisha. I don't know if Elisha really liked the idea of them moving, but it had grown to the point where they felt like they needed new facilities. And as they're in the process of cutting down the trees to build a new home, one of the prophets' axe heads falls into the Jordan River. He becomes distraught about that because the axe head was borrowed. And he cries out to Elisha, and the prophet performs a great miracle, and the axe head floats to the surface. And the man puts out his hand and he picks it up. Now, let's don't be too hard on the poor guy who lost the axe head. Let us remember that he was engaged in a great work, and he wasn't as cautious as he should have been. He's busy. He neglected to check to see if the axe head was on very well. And as a consequence, he lost the axe head because he was working, but he was not watching. He wasn't paying attention. And once you lose a tool, Dan, you can't work no more. Especially if you're trying to chop down a tree. He lost the axe head. He could have tried to keep hitting that tree with the handle of the axe, but it wasn't going to do a bit of good. I feel like that sometimes when I'm working. I'm using the wrong tool, and it just don't work. And it's always amazing when you have the right tool for the right particular job. You see, The reason why he couldn't cut it down with the handle, because he had lost the cutting edge. Is there anything in this story for us today? And by all means, there is something here. You see, the axe head represents the power to get the job done. You can't cut down a tree with an axe handle. You have to have the axe head where it's sharp. It takes the sharp biting edge of the axe head to cut the wood and to cut the tree. And in the church, we need to realize that without our cutting edge, the power of the Holy Spirit, we'll never be able to serve the Lord properly. Nor will we be able to make a dent in this world without that. We need God and His power to get this job done that He has given us for His glory. Sadly, churches today have become so tied to its traditions and its programs that for the most part, that cutting edge had been lost. As a result, there's a lack of power in the church. There's a lack of power in the lives of the saints, or basically in anything that we do. We've lost the cutting edge. Most of what we do in the church, things are getting done. Now, don't get me wrong, things are getting done. The things that we can do. But what about the things that we can't do? The things only the power of the Holy Spirit working through the church and in our lives. Those are the things that really make a difference. We are so good at what we do that we can operate in the power of the flesh and no one even notices the absence of God. We've surrounded ourselves doing all these things that look good, but no one notices that we're lacking power. And while we may be able to operate our churches, our programs, and our lives apart from the power of God, we'll never be able to make the inroads into the world, into our community, apart from the power of God. We'll never be able to serve the Lord in an effective manner until we do it in His power and His power alone. I think sometimes we miss something. We tend to judge everything by the services that we have. We tend to judge everything by new members or visitors. No, that's not the way. Are we operating in the power of the Holy Spirit? Or are we trying to operate without that cutting edge? Have we lost that cutting edge someplace? God can help us recover that cutting edge. And this passage can tell us how we can recover it. The first thing we see, it involves concern. Terry's back here is going to be going, oh, he's going over the 12 steps again. it's not far from it. As soon as this man feels the axe head fly off, he cries out in despair. Let's look at verse 5 again. But as he was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. And he cried out and said, alas. Now, I think if we're honest, there'd be some of us in here that might say more than alas. You know, things happen. But you get the point. He was not happy. Oh, no! Have you ever tried to grab something that was sinking in the water and you tried this because you know you'll never... Have you that ever happened to you, Terry? Yeah. No, I didn't think maybe. I had a fishing pole one time, but I was just going, should I dive in? Because I was trying to get... Can you imagine the pit of his stomach when it was sinking? And Understand something. He couldn't go to Lowe's and pick up another one. You know, this was just the kind of the first of the... They were still working with metal, you know, making metal tools and stuff, but they were rare and expensive. This was something prized here that had fallen off. So, and also, he not only because he lost the axe head, but he knows he can't continue what he is doing until he gets the axe head back. So his work had stopped. And so the first step in recovering the power of the Spirit is to realize that we don't have it. The first step is to realize that you've got a problem. Now, there have been times, not with an axe head, but with other tools, that I have continued to work with a tool that was broken and didn't know it, and I was wondering why it wasn't working. Can you imagine this guy and that axe head falls off, and he just continues to try to chop that tree down, and he's, I wonder what's wrong. I can't imagine what's wrong. How many times has that happened to us where something obviously is wrong and we don't even realize it? Well, he realized it. I am convinced that many people walk through this life thinking that they are filled with the Spirit of God and that it's overflowing in their life, and they think they're Spirit-controlled people when they actually have lost His power and they don't even know it. This is the condition, I believe, of many churches today and many people in them. They think they're spiritual, they think they've got the power of God, and they don't even have a clue that they're so far away from Him. Do we care enough this morning to search our hearts and our lives and the life of our church and discovering whether or not what we are doing is of man or is of the Spirit? Don't look at anybody else, look at yourself. That's what this is about. Do we care enough to search our hearts to do this? Are we concerned about the presence and the power of God being in the midst of His church? You know, we're always congratulating ourselves on the fact that where two or three are gathered together, He is in the midst, and the Spirit of the Lord is in us. And when we show up at church, He shows up at church. I'm not talking about His mere presence, where God not only shows up, but He shows out. He's not hidden. And He should be with us. And He should show Himself through us. Also in verse 5, we see it involves confession. Confession. Put it back. Put the verse 5 back up there. There you go. It says, he cried out, "Alas, Master! Alas, Master!" When this man realized that the axe head was gone, he immediately went to Elisha and told him what happened. He confessed the fact that he had lost the cutting edge. How many of y'all have ever had a borrowed tool that you broke? This is some moral play here. This will test your character. Do you go to him and you say, "I broke it"? Or do you go and say, "I don't know what happened. It was fine the last time I used it"? He confessed, "I lost the axe head." And he went to Elisha and confessed that fact. By admitting that the axe head was gone, he was also admitting to the fact that it had become loose and he didn't check it. It was his responsibility to check that. Now, obviously, they didn't. They had a rather unique way of putting an axe head on a stick, and it wasn't necessarily the most secure way. But it's like everything else in life, any tool at all that you would use, you have to make do proper maintenance on it before it works, before you use it, make sure it's not going to, you know, everything's in working order. Well, he didn't do that. And after we discover that we're lacking something, we must come to the place where we can admit that lack to the Lord and to one another. Now, this is hard to swallow. In other words, we got to come to the Lord and we got to say, Lord, something's missing in my life. I'm not feeling your power and your spirit in my life. I'm far away from where I want to be. I'm far away from where you want me to be. And I want to get it back. You've got to admit that. But too often in our churches, people will just go about their business and know that there's something missing and never say anything, never ask anything, never talk to God about it. And they just go on and they pretend that they are still where God wants them to be in their life. And as far as everybody else knows that they are. And they'll never recover. As hard as it would be to confess to man and to God, they'll never recover. They'll never recover that their cutting edge unless they make that confession. I think one of the hardest things for any of us to do is admit lack of something in our life. We want everybody to think that we are on top of the heap, that we need nothing and we're in control. So where are the honest hearts that are going to cry out and say, I just don't have the fire I used to have. I'm not as close to the Lord as I used to be. I need the power of God operating through me to get this job done. We need that kind of honesty. And we need that kind of confession. And we need honest hearts to tell the truth about our condition. We need to come clean and tell the Lord the truth about where we are. Because He already knows where we're at. And He just wants us to come clean. He wants us to know as well. And we need to relearn the path to the altar. We need His and His power in our midst. But there is a price to pay. And that part of that price is confessing our lack of power. Humility, submission, that's what this is talking about. So before we will ever recover the cutting edge as individuals and as a church, we must first come to the place where we can honestly admit that we can't do it, but God can. We must find that place of total and absolute surrender and dependence upon God and God's power. And when we do, we'll begin to see souls saved. We will see God manifest His power in our services and in our church, and we'll begin to experience His power in the church house once again. And I believe that's what's missing. We're relying on ourselves and not on the power and the Spirit of God. If you're sitting here today and you think, well, He's not talking about me, I probably am talking about you. I'm being convicted even as I preach this morning. You're going to have to honestly look at yourself and see why there is no power in your spiritual life. And then, or even just admit that there's none. Please do. Honestly examine your hearts and your lives. And then, the end of verse 5, it involves comprehension. At the end of verse 5, it says, for it was borrowed. It wasn't even His. One of the reasons why the man is so upset about his axe head, it didn't belong to him. He borrowed it from someone in order to help build the building. Now, losing an axe head may not seem big a deal, but like we said earlier, it was quite precious and rare. You just couldn't go to the store and pick up a new one. It was a borrowed tool. So if you lost, if you let me borrow your lift and I break it beyond repair, I would be required to say, I'm sorry. No, I'd be required to replace it. I would be required to replace it. That's what needs to be done. And he'll never let me borrow it now. But one of the things you see is that someone had trusted this young prophet with something very expensive. Have you ever had something of someone else that you borrowed that was, you know, you didn't want to break? It was expensive. It was precious, and so you took better care of it than you took of your own. Well, he obviously trusted him. He didn't want to violate that trust. And when we're working for the Lord, as we should, we are operating with borrowed power. The power to serve the Lord does not come from within our human nature, but it comes from the Lord above. It is not our power that we do work for the Lord. As a matter of fact, in Acts 1:8, it says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, even to the ends of the earth." The power does not come from us. It is God's power. He is bringing it through us. We're a tool. Therefore, we need to be especially careful with the power entrusted to us. And may we never take it for granted. May we never come to the place where we act as though nothing can take our power away. God help us never to violate His trust. And just as surely as the Lord gives His power in our hearts, in our lives, and in our church, He can retract it again. So if we're going to serve the Lord and see eternal results from our service, we must accept the fact that we are unable to do the work within ourselves, and that we're going to need power from above. We need borrowed power, and God is willing to give it to us. It also, if you want to recover the cutting edge, you're going to have, it involves coming back. Coming back. In verse 6, "So the Son of Man said, 'Where did it fall?' And he showed him the place." Soon as Elisha heard about the problem, he called the prophet back to the place where the axe head was lost. And before it could be recovered, they had to go to the place where it had been lost. How many of y'all, well, everyone in here, has been looking for something, couldn't find it? And so you go ask somebody for help. And what's the first thing that they ask you? Where's the last place you had it? This morning, well, I ain't going to tell you where my cell phone was. I looked all over the place, couldn't find it, and I had Miss Terry call my phone, and it rang and rang, and it was right there next to me. It was in my chair, fell in my pocket. Where did you lose it? Where was it that you've lost that power of God in your life, when you realized that God was working in and through your life, and all of a sudden it felt like it wasn't there no more, that you'd lost that connection with Him and His Spirit, and God was no longer working? You got to go back to that place. That is, before we recover the power of God in our lives, in our church, we must return to that place which we lost that power. Uncover the reason. Uncover the reason why we lost the power of God. Is it because some sin that we've committed? Is it because our priorities have been misplaced? Is it because we're guilty of trusting the arm of the flesh and ourselves instead of the power of Spirit? Where did we lose that power? Where did our church lose it? When did we stop relying on the Spirit of God and start relying upon Him. Where? You're not going to be able to find it until you pinpoint where you lost it. If we were honest this morning, we could all pinpoint some things and points and times in our lives, things that might stand between us and having the glorious power of God. So we need to backtrack and discover where we wandered off course. We need to go back to that point and then make a course correction. And when we do, we can start being prepared to recover that cutting edge. Also in verse 6, it says it involves confrontation. It involves confrontation. Elisha's response to the situation is to cut down a tree. Yes, a tree. And cast it into the river. So he took and cut off a stick and threw it in there, and he made the iron float. This is a miracle. And it occurs when human means are abandoned and divine help is sought. Elisha did not jump in and get it. Neither did the young prophet. But they relied on God to take care of the recovering. When we come to the place where we acknowledge that the loss of the cutting edge, when we get to that point, we realize that we need that back. There's only one way to get it back. You're going to have to confront God, have a confrontation with God. First, there's a tree involved. The tree I'm referring to is the cross of Jesus, the cross of Calvary. When we get serious about dealing with our sins and shortcomings, the Lord will respond with forgiveness and restoration. In 1 John 1:9, He says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. There must be total abandonment of human agency and power. We've got to give it all to Him. I surrender all. Trusting a stick to make an axe head float sounds crazy, but it worked. Trusting a cross who a man died on a cross for our sins, trusting that so that we might live forever with Him sounds crazy, but it worked. No other man could have done it. No other power could have done it, but only God's power. For us to stop trying to do the work of the Lord, to just step back, place it all in His hands, and trust Him completely is difficult. However, it is the only solution. Friends, one of the primary steps in recovering the cutting edge of power in the church is return to God's altar, getting your heart and your life right with Him. And if we have lost that cutting edge, it's not because of God. It's because of us. I don't know about you, but I want that cutting edge back. And I hope you do too. When the church deals with her sins and the way between us and the Lord is cleared of all obstructions, we can count on the return of the power and the glory in the house of God. The last verse, it involves commitment. The last thing this young man did was to reach down and take the axe head in his hand. He says, therefore he said, pick it up for yourself. And so he reached out his hand and took it. He committed to receiving by faith what the Lord had done. I ain't touching that. That thing just is floating up there by itself. No, he reached down and took it. He didn't have to take it. And for some people, by taking it, that would have meant he had to do what? Go back to work. So what do you do next? The young, we were not told, but we get the idea of what happened next. The young man firmly reattached the axe head to the handle, and he went back chopping trees. He recovered the cutting edge, and he was able to do what needed to be done. God has power available for us who will pay the price for it and who will reach out and take it by faith. This is not for the faint-hearted. It is for the faith-hearted. So how committed are we to the idea of experiencing God's manifest presence and power in the church? Our level of commitment will be revealed by what we are willing to do to see it become a reality. We can talk all we want, but until we make a commitment to get back that cutting edge, the power of God in our lives and in our church. So where is the cutting edge this morning? Where's your cutting edge? For most of us, it's at the bottom of the river. Sorry. Totally beyond our reach and beyond our ability to recover it. Can we get it back? And the answer is yes. If we take the steps that we've talked about this morning. You see, if we have concern, if there's confession, if we comprehend, if we go back to the spot, the thing in our life that caused us to lose it, and if we are willing to confront God and with this, and we'll take it and commit ourselves to doing the work of the Lord, yes, we can get it back. So I guess the going the other question is, are we willing? I believe that all of us here today need this message. That we're not where we need to be spiritually. That we've lost our cutting edge. That we've been trying to do things on our own. That the power of God is no longer present in our life. That we've been trying to chop down the tree with the axe handle. And I think maybe we've been trying to do this in our lives also. It is time for that to stop. It is time for us to truly rely on God for everything, to do the work that He has designed for us to do in this world. If you're here today and you don't know Christ as your Savior, I'll tell you this. You never had the cutting edge. You may be trying to do good things in this world, but you're literally without an axe head. You're trying to chop that tree down without any blade, and it won't happen. You'll never be able to live a life that will be pleasing to God unless you know Christ as your Savior. This morning, as we stand and prepare for an invitation, I don't know your heart. I don't know your life. But I will tell you this. I believe God is working on our hearts. I believe He's calling us back to the place where He knows we need to, where the power of God is actually working and flowing through us and causing us to do the work that needs to be done. And yet we're trying to do the work He wants to be done on our own. And it ain't working, guys. It ain't working. Clear the path for those to come to know the Lord in this community. But it starts with each and every individual here. I'm trying to figure out, where's my axe? Where's my cutting edge? Do I have it? Am I using it? Or have I lost it? If you've lost it, listen. Listen, find it.